ninja intuitive energy community of oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy, reading and healings. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that about getting into the end of the month of October 2020, many astrology just say that this month of October is such a bumpy, challenging flow according to their modernity. And without much creative effort, naturally that we are having the election next month in the United States, and also pandemic is still happening. So the world around us is very uniquely challenging us to redirect our energy, particularly this year, and getting into that last quarter of the year would really asking us to review, reset, and remove all these retrograding energy of Mercury using to refreshing. Is such an ideal period to do. So that's what I am noticing and wanted to share as my take of the flow from my point of connection. So today's focus I'd like to give is, what was it? Yeah, simply allow the universe co-creating your experience. Simply allow the universe co-creating your experience. After the conscious breathing exercise, being current here now, it's the quickest meditation or mindfulness using a breath three times together and consciously connecting each part of you. Individual, non-physical part of you, your thinking and feeling, emotion, and your physical body in presence, past, present, future, all happening here now at this present moment. And then at the same time, connecting the field energy of oneness that we are all connected under one sky, and both feet are on Mother Earth. Gravity holds us, our presence physically and energetically, consciously connect, use the power of oneness by simply allow your awareness to notice, connect with the every breath that we take using this conscious breathing exercise, and just simply become aware that we are inhaling oxygen in one energy and exhaling through our body and connecting, being part of the universe. So just the becoming one with self and local physical presence, and to connect to that field of energy. It's a multitasking. It's simply breathe in from the nose and circulate all the air energy into your body, lungs, stomach, and then to releasing out back into the universe, along with no longer serving energy. I got the notification. Did you hear that sound also? Oops, excuse me if you hear the sound. So, are you ready? Just finding your comfortable space. If you're driving, that's the driver's seat is such a comfortable place. I really love that, doing this conscious breathing meditative exercise, being conscious, not the Zen mode, but very alerted, and then allow our breath to connect what we are seeing, thinking, feeling, sensing here now together in this oneness. Ready? We do this 3 times as usual as a weekly check-in to really know, observe what your thinking is connecting to the future, talking about thinking of tomorrow or weekend or the next month or the past experience, a relationship or what happened yesterday or last weekend. Just observe, allow your observer observe when we inhaling the new air coming into our presence and then exhaling and connecting to the field of oneness as one. Ready? Eyes open, wide awake. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. Allow all the air around you coming inside of your body from your nose and then to circulate. You just feel how you notice your body is responding, not responding to this fresh new energy coming in. And then let it out, all with no longer serving everything, people, events, sense of being, repeating pattern, habit that no longer serving your new creation. All these are belonging to your past and now releasing to the oneness. So that's all our past. Just simply keep the lessons for the future and the rest release with the air. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath. Go. 2, 3. The last one with the silence. So eyes are open wide awake, and when we releasing the energy from the mouth, let us use that sound, our voice, vocal, releasing all the energy, saying, ah, so that will help our sensor ears to capture in that what you are releasing with consciously, and so allowing the new to replacing your patterns, sense of being, and their willingness here now together for the next. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself and connecting. Just feel the energy of oneness we co-create as one. Can just breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. How you feel? I really miss this feeling. So I've been taking it off for the couple of weeks here, and thank you always downloading and connecting this as an archive listener. I truly appreciate that, and hope you also miss that rhythm, because how important to do the simple thing periodically to create the healthy rhythm for ourselves. And just because we are told to do that, no, it's just because it just feels good, feel natural. It's like breathing nutritious energy for our mind and spirit and soul. And doing that together with like-minded is such a precious moment for me, and hope you feel similar way. And thank you. So today's focus I like to give is that simply allow the universe co-creating your experience. I've just noticed that there's a paradoxical energetic creation, that when we use a conscious creation, using the intentional creation to set that intention and commit to dedicate to reach the goal, like choosing the destination and getting there, going one by one as in a journey. And beginning at the end, that's the always ideal embodiment, that what would be like when you arrive at the destination, what you see, who's around you, what you experience, and all these senses, see, hear, smell, touch, and taste, you know, then knowing that precisely, then to make it. Some are really good at to set the goal day by day, or the week, or the month, or the next stage. And, you know, so it's according to a preference, and something worked for the past, and then to defining it to make it for a better and better. And we become better, more skillful, intentional creator for our own experience. And then that I noticed the paradox, that too, when we precisely create, know about what you really want to experience, and then sometimes that limit, that unknown potential, more defined resonance to wholehearted wishes, that something we are not sure yet at this present moment. That's what we would like to create, want to experience. But until that moment, we never know how it really feel like. So that's the paradox. And then you know what? Be conscious about what universe is responding. I'd like to carry this topic to the next segment. Come join me for the second segment by clicking a link at the description. I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. See you there. Bye. Welcome back. So there's a paradox of that we precisely know what we really want to experience, but we never know until we reach the destination to see and feel and smell it and touch it and taste it. And that moment is the new experience and surprise. So how do we know that it's going to be the surprise? in any many way. And the new experience must be coming from new pattern of beingness. When we repeat in the familiar known, and then pretty much likely attracting the same on, same on, same on, and using the knowledge is about the repeating pattern under your knowledge. And here is the paradox that universe is co-creating always. So what synchronistically coming to front of us, perhaps from the strangers or unexpected phone calls or unexpected whatever that comes, without knowing what would be like. And the creator self, conscious creator of your life is you. You are the meaning giver, and you have a power to choose how you would like to take it, or block it, or limit it. Some are wide open to welcoming open unknown fearlessly. That's one way. One way is to conservatively limit the potential by staying familiar and a little bit open to skeptical, but allow the new to come. It's totally up to our preference. But important thing is that we must acknowledge that universe is co-created, and then our knowledge is such a limited experience as this lifetime with our learned experience. And universe is more abundant of possibility and potential and experience that we can claim to bring that in to that local physiological, factual experience under your conscious awareness as a conscious creator of your life. You are not the only one creator. You are the co-creator of your own life with the universe. What's the universe? It's that space. It's the 99.99999%. It's the vacuum. So the only the rest is here, the point. That's the consciousness, your consciousness. But that decide your experience, how you feel, how you combine, how you blend, how you prefer the taste, how you make it more fulfilling to your good feeling. That's the compass for true north of your own unique journey on earth. Who's going to be the together journey peers, friends, travelers, journey together, loved ones? Who's going to be that person who gives the lessons so that we can learn to make it refine, better, more harmonized to the abundant, beautiful resonance, to love and joy, to fulfilling our heart and extend a whole beingness, and everything that we touch, connect, influence this energy, the frequency that you hold, align and vibrate in, like attractor, like, so that universe is also being attracted by your frequency, becoming the good receptor of this local here now vibrant frequency is totally up to yours or you, his or him, hers or she's in charge for that. And we, as a collective, we care about our own individual wellness to connect, support, raising the frequency as one. It's easier to support that higher frequency, being part of that similar energy, that uplifting, to get going, refining that energy. Be a good co-creator with the universe. Becoming as a skillful, intentional creator of your own life. Remember, always the true north is only the heart is telling you, not the head. So balance and knowing, be open, authentic to your creation. Allow the universe, join that exciting, fulfilling, co-creative effect on your life experience. Thank you. This is Juno Universe. That's a very grounding, I must say, grounding energy, especially that collective energy will be very influenced from now on to the Halloween, to the election. That huge unified energy is all around, and we are part of that energy universe. So how important to maintain what we can do using our personal power is to maintain a local self, feel good, and encourage others to do the same. It's not selfish, but that's the only thing that we can do to raise the frequency for Earth reality. So I would like to provide the intuitive reading that using 3 minutes here, and let's see how we would like to do is that I would like you to embody the feeling that you would like to experience, choosing one word, any feeling that you would like to experience. Mine is feeling active, feeling exciting. That's what I would like to embody. How about you? Anything that you would like to feel and redirect, shift the energy using the together power, that is really helpful. Don't underestimate that together collective energy oneness, that even if we ignored it, it's impossible to ignore that power. So how important to send a good thought, supportive, and being part of that energy instead of the other opposite direction of the energetic spiral. So, and using consciously is more when you more willing to receive, and receptivity will open widely. so that receiving the energy capacity will increase in local part of you. So that's what the energetic give and take and influence is happening. And send a good thought to the energy reading requester as if they're experiencing a perfect way, so that when we connect in the oneness energy and embody your ideal feeling, then send a good thought to others. At the same time, when you are listening my intuitive delivery to the requester, and then energy field, energy return system is helping you, coming back to you to help you embody your chosen feeling. Mine is exciting. So ready? Today's pick request is from Life Path. The first one is coconut. Coconut. Here is the 3-minute coconut. There you go. Okay. I got the something to do with the sound of music and the instrument that playing. I'm having a sense of violin or something with the strings. The instrument playing. It is good to play that once in a while in a live environment instead of like a digitally listening to, but being part of the live activity is something what is missing for this particular coconut situation. I feel that August was one of the hardest paths, the bumps and hurdles I'm seeing on this particular coconut situation. As almost like a crisis, but that's the redirecting opportunity. It was happening in summer, and now is more becoming open to the newness and to searching for some resonance. I'm seeing the very quiet, cool, nice, holy space around this particular coconut situation, and the great amount of awareness of your spiritual level about that, and something that you are familiar with to from the beginning and to the end, as some sort of like a methodology, and this methodology is never going to be perfectly completed if it's done, and then that's the end of the life on earth. So it's a refining and doing again and again. Use it to refining as a skill, as a tool that will make your experience more exciting, enjoyable, fulfilling to your wholehearted wishes. And having fun, playfulness is really important, and especially to do with the self-esteem, with the very earthy ideas in your creation is sometimes it's like really a weakness of this coconut situation that you feel like, and you know, not good enough, or the past sour experience is really bothering your precious, amazing, nutritious benefit that you are able to provide through this particular coconut situation. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Good luck. This is coconut category of life path. The second one is the bouquet. Bouquet. Here is bouquet, 3 minutes. Okay, I'm having that something to do with structured institutional operation is around this particular bouquet situation, and it's so interesting contrast that you feel like black duck in the swan, kind of black swan in a sense, that just simply know that this contrast is allowing this particular experience as for you to become more aware of what is unique about this bouquet and what will be the resonance. Learning from that contrast, so the star shines darkest at night because of the dark, and unless otherwise, sun will bother to let you know that how shiny that star is. So learning about that star shining part, being in that environment that shows contrast, and sometimes it feels as an uncomfortable, and to feel in not belonging, you know, that type of emotion is always in the same package. But look at that things, see that from the useful angle. That contrast is the wonderful opportunity to know that shiny, sparkling, beautiful, valuable nature of this bouquet has, or you already created up to now. I'm getting a sense that before Christmas time, especially after Thanksgiving, would be a perfect to communicate, finding a new community, using what you learned from this contrast during this year, especially during this pandemic, and you're gonna feel more comfortable. This last 4, 5, 6 month experience is going to be really paid off as I transform, like a caterpillar transformed into a butterfly. Metamorphosis sort of transformation is available at around the end of this year, 2020. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is bouquet category of life path. Okay, the last one that I would like to give is the chimney. Here is the chimney. I have a very creative idea around this chimney situation, and that actually become familiar to you, your creation, and it's kind of becoming your thing, like your talent or your developed skill or refined available service almost to create some value for the marketplace. I'm having a sense that there isn't a businessy monopoly is right here, very down the earth, and on the edge to be on board or not, your sense of commitment is now here in conjunction with the femininity. And here's what I feel as, and your feminine part is natural part of yourself, and then also that could be bored on this commitment as an a person, and that feminine way of caring, creating is part of this value that you are creating. I'm having a sense that I feel you're looking for some co-creator, collaborator, But you know, until you feel really comfortable, invite in, and no need to force you to look for someone, but being open and knowing that universe is going to fill the space when you are feeling comfortable, making it open, and knowing what will be that spot, and then it will fill up. I get the stronger sense that the collaborator will be a little bit younger, opposite gender, male figure. It's very creative, but it's very he's very practical, and in a sense, like an airy type of spirit with him. And you may notice that this person is pretty unreliable kind of impression, but the work through together co-creative work, and then your way of seeing this person's ability, we're gonna be shifted 180 degree, like completely. So then you're gonna be a more comfortable, profitable collaborator for this particular chimney situation. I'm all seeing blessed energy. It's totally up to you how you're going to contain your power in the feminine with comfortable sense of self. As a very skillful business person with a creative new idea that came out from your whole experience. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is chimney category of life path. Thanks for your request. You can also request your personal intuitive reading by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter at June Universe. One word, June Universe. Pick the symbol represent your life's curious matter, not someone else's, but your life's curious matter. Any kind of symbol. And let me know that symbol is belonging to which kind of category of your life. Is that a relationship? Is that a love life? Is that a work, career? So that would help me to deliver that interpretation of the energy that I read intuitively around the symbol chosen by you. And then interpret it into useful information for your better next choice for your creation. If it's resonating, please take it. It's yours. It's free. And thank you for allowing us to connect. Allow me to deliver as facilitating this energy of oneness, because we need one another. And this is one of the quickest way for me to facilitate this oneness energy. So I thank you for asking, giving us an opportunity to connect as one. And if it's not resonating to your situation, please do not take it. That's absolutely fine. And simply notice that which part is off, and then you become clear about that offness is telling what you are looking for. So either way is fine. I totally respect your choice because you are the most knowledgeable person about your life, I suppose. Consciously, it's not the case always, in case of me, but you know what I mean. So use it as an information. It's take it if it's resonating. Do not take it. It's not resonating. But to redirect in, you are clearly find what you're looking for. Either way, it would be you are helping us in a tremendous amount of way to co-creative energy of oneness, so that we need each other to be part of this collective energy. So I thank you for allowing me. So, how is your feeling embodiment? Do you remember the feeling that you chose for this day? Mine is exciting. I think I got the excited energy. Ongoing energy is raised up. How about you? So to close in today's gathering, I would like to take a moment again and breathe in together the air around from the nose and then exhaling from the mouth as to closing using together connecting oneness energy to really heal and embody, strengthening that embody feeding you chose. And then also let go what came to awareness that no longer serving to be aligning with the chosen feeling. Ready? So let us take a long, deep breath, counting three, one from the nose, go. Two, three, hold it, keep it, circulate it, and slowly from the mouth. Thank you. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Wellness. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.